We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
To the Alex Jones Show. We're now on overdrive because I wanted to finish up with these callers. We were right in the middle of a call from Mark in California, and Frank in North Carolina has been holding since almost the beginning of the program, so we wanted to hear what Frank had to say. Mark, go ahead and continue with where you were.
Yeah, well, you might want to interview with Doug Millar. He's he passed out a bunch of leaflets around Leavenworth's, Michael Aquino's house there in San Francisco, warning the neighbors, that this guy is a very, very bad guy, Doug Millar. I don't know if you know Ted Gunderson, but Ted Gunderson, the great guy in the FBI who's passed away and probably was poisoned by Michael Aquino's buds because he died of arsenic poisoning, he said that Doug Millar was the number one authority exposing Michael Aquino. And it's amazing how audacious this devil-worshipping murderous pedophile is. And God's going to get you, Michael. But he went up and he tried to get a restraining order against Doug Millar and Peter Chernoff for exposing him. And the judge in San Francisco had the audacity, as Peter was allegedly molested by Michael Aquino, and he read these facts, the judge threatened Peter Chernoff that he might go to jail if he didn't stop reading it. And Peter Chernoff said, I realized fully that I could go to jail. It was sitting there with Michael Aquino, Doug Millar, and himself. And then the judge, you know what he did? Did he bring him into a back room to find out if Peter Chernoff was lying about Michael Aquino or not? No. He walked out of the room. He walked out of the room, David.
It's a long-standing situation we've reported on here over and over again. You see it. The pattern being repeated everywhere. As Jimmy Savile in the UK, you see U.S. ambassadors that are involved in child prostitution rings. You see things happening in CPS all over the country. It's a very disturbing pattern. But as you pointed out, there's a very dark, satanic side to this. We also see, as Alex, when he went to Bohemian Grove, it was a pretty eye-opening episode for a lot of people all over the world to see how the leaders of the West would get together and enact something that looked like it was out of some Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom movie. I mean, it was bizarre. First time I saw it, I was just absolutely astounded. But the more you look at it, the more you see the pattern evolving everywhere. It's a very widespread pattern. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, what do you think about this Syria situation?
Well, I've got several points I want to make on that, but first I'd like to suggest a movie for you and the audience to take a look at that I saw as a young boy. It's called Capricorn One. It's from 1978, starring the good old evil Hal Holbrook and 9/11 truther James Brolin. And the story basically dramatizes, criminal elements of the government and the links that they go to cover up their lies and conspiracies, compartmentalism. It's even got the Michael Hastings investigative reporter scene about midway through the movie where they tamper with his car and kill him.
Yeah.
But anyway, with this serious situation, the Obama puppet regime seems to be saying that they don't want to attack or invade Syria, but they've been left no choice. But where I'm coming from on this is, Army General Wesley Clark stated that he was visiting one of his former offices, this is many years ago, I forget, it might have been the Pentagon or something, but one of his officers took him aside and said, hey, you're not going to believe what's going on. I've been told we're going to invade Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Iran, et cetera. Then you got the Project for New American Century, PNAC. Syria was on their list of countries that they were going to invade. And then you got the Secretary of the Treasury, George W. Bush appointee. I believe his name was Paul O'Neill. I've seen the interview on YouTube. I think it might have been with Leslie Stahl or someone like that. I think it was blacked out. I don't think it ever aired. But in that interview, he stated that in his first cabinet meeting that he sat in, they were told they were going to invade Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
Now, he claims that was months before 9/11 ever happened. But the last point I want to make is they decide what they're going to do.
Well, we're out of time for today, and it's an amazing, exciting time. And it is time for you to get involved, wake up other people. Tune them in to InfoWars.com and the alternative media. And we're going to be right back tomorrow at 11 Central, 12 Eastern Time.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex Jones.
Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. We're right here from Austin. And I'm filling in for Alex Jones. My name is David Knight. This is Monday, September the 2nd, Labor Day. And we were talking just before the break about what an amazing revelation we've had this week of the Obama regime backing down. And I use the term regime. You know, they love to say that it's the Obama administration and it's the Syrian regime or it's the Iranian regime or it's whoever they're trying to demonize at the moment. They have a regime, but we have an administration. Well, we have an administration when they start following the Constitution, and they haven't been doing that. But it looks like maybe they will, except that we then learn from Fox News that the State Department has said, no, regardless of what Congress says, he's going to attack. So we'll see what happens. We've got about a week before Congress comes back, and the UN inspectors have left Syria, and they're saying it's going to take them about a week to analyze the data. Now, the last time the UN inspectors went and it went into Syria and looked at the supposed gas attack, they ruled that it indeed was sarin gas, and they ruled that it was the rebels. And one of the reasons they did was because both the way that it was delivered, they were homemade rockets. And the sarin gas itself was homemade. You know, it doesn't take a military industrial complex to make sarin gas. the most famous sarin gas attacks outside of what Saddam Hussein did, the most famous ones were the ones that happened in Japan, and those were done by a small cult. So it doesn't take a military-industrial complex to do a sarin gas attack. And what they found in May, that was just a couple of months ago, they found that it was a rebel attack, that it was a false flag attack. They were trying to blame it on Syria to try to draw in or to give an excuse for the U.S., which was actually not reluctantly drawn in. We're not, we don't have a government that, as CNN likes to characterize it, is war weary. Obama is not weary of war at all. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, he was still doing drone strikes. He had six people killed in Yemen. He had another three that he killed in Pakistan. What we have here is a president who is killing people all the time with drone strikes. What it looks like is really just a couple of thugs going at it, like the Bloods and the Crips. You know, they have their drive-by shootings in the neighborhood where they try to set up their turf wars. Well, Obama's got flyby shootings. You know, he comes in and basically goes against this other gang. The only place where this analogy breaks down is the fact that he actually creates and controls that other gang. You know, the Al-Qaeda was created by Zbigniew Brzezinski during the Carter administration, which eventually became Al-Qaeda. It was the Mujahideen, is what they called themselves at the time. And they were Reagan's freedom fighters, and they're still allied with us in many areas, especially in Syria. As Kucinich said, we would be going in on the side of Al-Qaeda. We would be their air force. And he and Ron Paul and many people are asking why we would do this. Well, why have we had the kind of foreign policy that we've had since World War II? Why do we get involved in every civil war, every struggle, everywhere? Usually we wind up arming both sides, making enemies of both sides, and then selling even more weapons when we go in and take out both sides. And it looks like that's what they're trying to do again. Now, this has been this is a huge sea change. And Alex Jones is going to be here at the midpoint of the show, and he's going to be talking about the implications of this. This has been so big. There's been a moving revolt on social media. We've got people holding up signs who are sailors and soldiers saying they're not going to go fight in a civil war on the side of Al-Qaeda. This is really huge. Only 9% of the people support this. Remember, during the Iraq War, Bush had about 72% approval rating. But that was BS. That was before Snowden. That was before the alternative media InfoWars were vindicated and verified about what we've been telling the public about government spying for quite some time. Let's look at some of the news that's breaking today. We've got from the New York Times, drug agents use vast phone trove, eclipsing the NSA. Yeah, it turns out that the DEA and the war on drugs, the war of drugs, has been attacking the American people and the Bill of Rights up until the point we had the war of terrorism. And it's now the DEA, they're finding out, was doing far more spying on America than even the NSA. So this is revelation that's coming out, and this is something, of course, that Obama doesn't want us thinking about. He also doesn't want us thinking about the fact that the IRS is continuing to hound Tea Party patriots. This is something that was reported by the Washington Times. IRS continues to hound Tea Party patriots, demands even more data for tax-exempt status. So they've got their enemies list, just like Richard Nixon did. They're breaking the law. They're violating the Constitution. They're not just eavesdropping or breaking in on a few on the Democratic headquarters. They're eavesdropping and breaking in on people all over the United States, on everybody in the United States. People are upset about this. Foreign governments are upset about this. All of this is tied together. The lack of support, the fact that we can't get Britain, who's historically always been our ally, we can't get them to sign onto this because they distrust us. Even more revelations today about Brazil and Mexico being spied on by the NSA. We are spying on everyone. And now we see that, you know, Facebook, organizations, Facebook and Google, are part of the control grid. Facebook is now going to add your profile your photo profile to facial recognition databases. Now, they've been tagging people all along. They're going to take this to a new height. So this is also something people, Facebook is really kind of like a training wheels for people. It gets you used to the fact that you're going to be watched. Everything that you do is going to be followed. Facebook is a wonderful tool for the system to get the, especially the younger generation, to not really understand the importance of privacy. And we've seen over and over again how people are burned by things they put on Facebook, but people continue to put that out there. But we're going to be taking your calls today because we're going to have, in the next segment, we're going to talk about a multiple choice quiz. We're going to talk about what really happened in Syria. You know, there's been so many explanations put out there for what happened. We really want to know, you know, what you think. This is a debate that we're going to have as a nation. This is something we need to keep on our elected representatives. We need to really put pressure on them. And so it's important that we have this discussion. So we're going to put out, there's a lot of explanations that have been offered on either side, and a lot of contradicting explanations put out by the State Department and by the American regime. So we want to see what you think about that. We've got some reactions in Congress. Of course, Peter King, former Homeland Security Chairman, is absolutely horrified that Obama would not go to war, that he would actually even consult with Congress. He said, President Obama is abdicating his responsibility as Commander-in-Chief, and he is undermining the authority of future presidents. He said the president doesn't need 535 members of Congress to enforce his own red line. Well, Peter King, have you even read the Constitution that you swore to? Or is it like those bills that you sign all the time that you don't ever read? I mean, this is just amazing. We need to get rid of Peter King in New York. We need to get rid of Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. And he's got some competition coming up in South Carolina. I just hope it's not so many people running against him that they delude each other and get him reelected. Now, we've also got Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. And he's the fellow who pushes for CISPA all the time. And he says, this is really about the credibility of the United States of America. Standing up for anti-proliferation and the use of chemical and biological weapons, it's that serious. You see, it's about our credibility. We drew a line in the sand, and we have to stand by that line. You know, it's kind of like the bully. You know, when the bully draws a line in the sand and you cross that line, he's got to do something about it. And that's really the overarching justification that John Kerry and Obama and Mike Rogers and Peter King. And do you notice how it's always the people who are always against due process, who are always for the police and surveillance state, the Peter Kings, the Mike Rogers, the Lindsey Grahams, and the John McCain's, they're always, always for war as well, right? It's war and the police state. It's always the same people on the wrong side of all these vital issues. But we do have some people on the other side. Justin Amash said, it's unfortunate that it's gotten to the point where I have to thank the president for following the Constitution and the law. And then he goes on to say, President Obama hasn't come close to justifying war in Syria. I look forward to this debate. The president must comply with a vote of Congress. That is not optional. Well, good for Justin Amash. He's, of course, a congressman from Michigan. And then Rand Paul had a great statement yesterday on Meet the Press. He said, how can you ask a man to be the first one to die for a mistake? And, of course, that's a paraphrase from John Kerry. John Kerry had said famously, at the end of the Vietnam War, he said, how do you ask a man to be the last one to die for a mistake? And he's now on the side of asking someone to be the first one to die for a mistake. Now, do we have that clip ready for of Rand Paul? Yeah, let's take a look at what Rand Paul said that's not getting as much coverage about this whole thing about the red line. Go ahead and play that.
So it seems to me, Senator, that what the president is saying in this drafted resolution that he'd like Congress to authorize, that the United States must draw a line that the use of chemical weapons, any weapons of mass destruction in war, that you simply cannot allow it, and that if we strike Assad and he uses them again, I heard Secretary Kerry say that the United States might strike Assad again if he uses the weapons. Why not draw that line in the sand, as the president wants you to, and say, we can't allow WMD to be used?
I think think the line in the sand should be that America gets involved when American interests are threatened. I don't see American interests involved on either side of this Syrian war. I see Assad, who has protected Christians for a number of decades, and then I see the Islamic rebels on the other side who have been attacking Christians. I see.
All right, that's good. We're coming up to break. That's really important. It's like, don't draw a line in a stupid place and then back yourself into a corner where you've got to go to war and you've got to kill people. We're going to be right back.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, but Alex is going to be joining us at the midpoint of the show. He's going to be joining us at about 12:30 Central Time, and he's going to be talking about the major sea change that we've seen happen in just the last week. You know, people are not just talking about false flags. We've got Ron Paul, we've got Buchanan, Pat Buchanan, people talking about false flags. Everyone is aware of this after the Boston bombing. We've also got a public that is rejecting the war narrative. 90% of the public is rejecting that. You know, when Bush put out his narrative, he had 70% in favor. Now there's 90% opposed. A huge, huge change. And that's because of InfoWars and the alternative media that that's happening. We've got soldiers and sailors everywhere holding up signs saying they're not going to go fight and die in a Syrian civil war on the side of Al-Qaeda. And that's exactly what's happening. They know exactly what's happening. But we still have an administration that says that they have drawn this red line, they are going to stand on this, that our credibility is on the line. It's not our credibility. It's the Obama regime's credibility. It's not the American credibility. You know, America and the Obama regime lost their credibility with everybody, with the NSA leaks and with all the other lies that they told about the first, or about the Iraq war that happened, the second Iraq war, the lying narrative about that. And just before the break, we had Rand Paul was on Meet the Press yesterday with David Gregory, and you heard the questions that David Gregory just asked him. Basically, David Gregory was essentially being a sycophant for the Obama administration, towing this line that, well, we have to do something now because the red line's been drawn, and saying what Peter King has said, oh, this diminishes the presidency. Well, let's hope so, because the presidency has started acting like a dictatorship. In Libya as well as in Syria, he's assuming that he can just go in and invade countries, just like he goes and kills individuals in foreign countries with his drone strikes, kills American citizens without due process with his drone strikes. Let's continue with this reply from Rand Paul, because he really pushes back against this ridiculous idea that because Obama drew a red line, now the credibility of the United States is at stake.
I think the line in the sand should be that America gets involved when American interests are threatened. I don't see American interests involved on either side of this Syrian war. I see Assad, who has protected Christians for a number of decades, and then I see the Islamic rebels on the other side who have been attacking Christians. I see Al-Qaeda on one side, the side we would go in to support, and I see it to be murky, and I don't see a clear-cut American interest. I don't see either party that is victorious, if either party is victorious, being an American ally.
You are a United States Senator.
That's good.
You may.
That's good. Let's leave that right there. Excellent point. You know, you don't draw a red line in the sand and then say, if you cross that, we're going to go to war for you. Now, they're trying to make this a humanitarian mission, right? They're always trying to say that we're going to rescue somebody. How is launching cruise missiles into a country going to save it? It's just going to kill more people. And the people understand that. There's been a massive exodus of refugees out of Syria. They know what's going to happen. We saw this build up on Friday night when it looked like Obama was going to announce on Saturday that he was going to launch the missiles and was going to launch the missiles, because he was sending in a tremendous armada off the coast of Syria. Everything was prepared. We had reports at the end of the week that bombers were on their way to the Middle East. So it looked like they were going to launch an attack. And CNN was part of that. CNN was building that up. CNN was running this narrative talking about how Obama was tired of war, but he had to do this for humanitarian reasons. Then they started talking about how they were going to do surgical strikes. They started talking about how accurate the bombs were. Give me a break. I mean, look at the drone strikes that Obama is doing all the time. Are those surgical? Are those accurate? Yeah, he killed some more people this weekend. He killed six in Yemen. I think that was on Friday. Then on Saturday, he killed another four in Pakistan, he says. We don't know how many other people were killed, how many other innocent bystanders were killed. You know, this has gone into the thousands. Lindsey Graham was bragging about how it was over 4,000 people that the United States had killed with drone strikes. And, of course, there was the famous drone strike against an American who did not have due process, and that's the problem. Just as we pointed out before in the last segment, when you have people like Peter King, people like Mike Rogers, who are pushing for the police state, pushing for the surveillance state, and pushing for war, do you think that they're going to be concerned when that same kind of activity comes back to America? If they don't see these other people as human beings in other countries, if they can kill them with impunity, they think, they're going to do that here as well. It's the same people who have nothing but contempt for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights who are the biggest warmongers, and they are going to attack American citizens. Mark our word on this. We're going to be right back right after the break. We're going to take your calls at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex Jones on this Labor Day 2013. And we had amazing news that we're talking about, and that is Obama, the Obama regime. I'm not going to call them an administration. If they call other governments regimes, we'll call them a regime. And we'll call them a regime until they start following the Constitution. Then there'll be an administration. Then there'll be somebody who is actually being a faithful steward as opposed to usurpers. But until they do that, we're going to call them the regime. The Obama regime blinked this weekend. and said that they're going to try to get the Congress to approve striking Syria. Now, they subsequently leaked that the State Department senior officials leaked to Fox News that they intend to strike anyway. We'll see what happens about that. But, you know, a lot of the people in the Republican Party, I think they're counting on war hawks in the Republican Party to side with them. And I think they're going to pull strings as far as party loyalty for the Democrats. But, you know, there was resistance in both the Democrats and the Republicans to this. They were demanding, they were sending letters demanding that John Boehner call them back to session so they could have a vote. They were sending letters to Obama. You had Democrats who were coming out against the Democrat Party leadership. You had Republicans who were coming out against the Republican Party leadership. It's not the leadership in these two parties. It's the congressmen and the senators who are lower down that are having a problem with this. But, of course, they're going to try to count on party loyalty of the Democrats, and they're going to try to count on knee-jerk militarism and warmongering that's evident in a lot of the Republican Party. But for the Republicans, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the cost. As one person put on Facebook, $1.5 million per missile to shoot at Syria, yet we don't have the money to open the White House tours or to serve our troops hot meals. That's right. According to Roll Call, a cruise missile strike against Syria could cost the Pentagon, not the Pentagon, American taxpayers. It could cost the American taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons. The first few weeks of the Libyan operation cost the United States about $600 million. See, that's the real cause of this war. The real cause of this war is to make money for the military-industrial complex. And, of course, the bankers profit from this, too. They don't profit if the stock market doesn't go up or down, but they always make money when it changes. So if it goes down, they make money. If it goes up, they make money, especially if they're the ones who know that they're driving it up or know that they're going to drive it down. That's what this is about. This is about the military-industrial complex. This is about bankers who make their fortunes off of war. That's why they were originally called war mongers. You know, mongers are people who sold things, like a fishmonger sold fish or a fleshmonger sold people. He was a prostitute. A warmonger was somebody who sold war. They don't just support action. They're selling war. It's a financial exchange here for the real masters who are running this government, the real corporatists who are running this government. But I want to go to a clip right now from that played on MSNBC over the weekend. They had a panel, and one person on the panel was not trying to justify war. This was Hillary Mann Leverett of the American University, and she's a former Bush administration person now working at the university, and this is what she had to say.
It is strikingly similar to the lead up to the war in Iraq. I was in the Bush administration, in the Bush White House, dealing also with congressional Democrats and with members of the media, with the New York Times, with NBC. The herd mentality that took over to buy into the Bush administration's narrative that Saddam Hussein had to have chemical weapons and weapons of mass destruction, he was determined to use them against us, was something unquestioned. I remember going with a key member of the Bush national security team to see President Clinton, and he putting his arm around her, telling her not only was the intel right, but she was doing the right thing morally. It was not only a mistake, it was based on manufactured evidence. Here, nobody is asking this basic question, except for our friends in Moscow, what if Assad didn't order this? What if this wasn't a Syrian troop chemical attack? What if this was perpetrated by Al-Qaeda-affiliated oppositionists? The consequences here for going into Syria are even more grave than Iraq. Because if we go into Syria and we degrade and we weaken Assad to the extent that Jabhat al-Nusra and the other al-Qaeda-affiliated oppositionists get away with mass chemical warfare, if that's what happened, and we think they're going to stop there, that's the definition of insanity.
Wait, when you know, that's
that's good. Let's leave it right there. She knows her stuff. She went on to say, because this is one of the scenarios that the government, that the White House has put out, talking about how they had intercepted battle plans over the phone. And she pushed back against that in that interview. You really need to see that entire interview. It's too long for us to play here. But she said the Syrian government doesn't do its battle plans over the phone. This is just ridiculous. And everybody knows that the narrative that the White House is putting out is ridiculous. If you go to the White House website, They have a file there. It's called Government Assessment of the Syrian Government's Use of Chemical Weapons on August 21st, 2013. We've got a shot of it right up there on the screen if you're watching. And in this, they basically make their case. And I want to go through and look at some of the arguments, some of the absurd arguments that that our regime is making in terms of trying to get us involved in the Syrian civil war on the side of Al-Qaeda. The first thing that they say in there is that we have identified 100 videos that were attributed to the attack, many of which show large number of bodies exhibiting physical signs consistent with but not unique to nerve agent exposure. They go on to say, we assess that the Syrian opposition does not have the capability to fabricate all these videos. So there you go. It's the YouTube argument that, you know, we've seen all these videos. So, you know, we've seen people who appear to be dying, who appear to be suffering. We don't know what it's from. There's some people who have even questioned whether or not that is real or whether or not that is staged. And yet, because we see people dying, and there's a lot of evidence that people did actually die, but we don't know what from. We don't know who did it. But that's a reason for us to get involved. And as Kerry later said, it doesn't matter who did it. We need to get involved because there's sarin gas there. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Further down in the same document, here's U.S. Version B of what they want to do. And we'll have a multiple choice question here for people where they tell us which one of these things they buy. They say they intercepted intelligence. And that's what we just said from Hillary Leverett, Hillary Mann Leverett, that they don't send their plans out by phone. But in this particular one, they're essentially saying that they have intelligence that leads us to assess that Syrian chemical weapons personnel were preparing chemical munitions prior to the attack. 3 days prior to the attack, we collected streams of human signals and geospatial intelligence that reveal regime activities that we assess were associated with preparations for a chemical weapons attack. Now, this was something that was leaked by Foreign Policy on Friday. Actually, I think it came out on Saturday. And the question that first came up in everybody's minds was that if they had this information, and they said that they had it 3 days ahead of time, that they had all this intelligence that they had intercepted and that they observed and they saw people moving, they knew gas masks were being put out by the Syrians. Well, the question people are asking is, why didn't you tell anybody in these towns? They were very specific about where they saw this. They said, and this is the White House statement, Syrian chemical weapon personnel were operating in the Damascus suburb of Adra from Sunday, August 18, until early the next morning on Wednesday, August 21st. So they're saying for 3 days they were observing this, and yet they didn't tell anybody there. So you have Razan Zaitouneh, an opposition activist in the town of Douma, one of the towns hit in the August 21st attack, according to Foreign Policy, said that she had no indication of a major chemical attack. She said, when it hit, we thought it was unusual and limited, not strong. And it's unbelievable that they would not warn people or try to stop the regime. See, that's the very if that is true, if what the White House is saying is true here, they're admitting that they did a false flag. See, a false flag is not necessarily staging or planning or creating the attack. That can be a false flag. A false flag can also be if you understand that somebody else is going to do it and you keep it secret because you're going to use that for political purposes. So if the United States government, if what they said in the White House document here that they knew 3 days in advance is true, then they're guilty of not only allowing these people to die because they didn't do anything, but also using it as a false flag. Then we have the Israeli version, and this is also referenced in the White House report. The Israeli version says that they have evidence that incriminates the Assad regime because they intercepted communications by U.S. intelligence, by Israeli intelligence, that indicated that some lower-level people shot this, and there was a lot of chatter from higher-ups saying, what are you doing? Confusion, telling them to stand down. So they said, well, it looks like it was done by somebody at a low level, not by the Assad regime, but of course, they're responsible for everything that people lower down do. Unlike the Obama administration, right? They're not responsible for anything that happens at the IRS or in these other agencies, any other rogue actions that are taken with Fast and Furious. None of that ever goes back to this administration. And that is also referenced in the White House report. That contradicts the first report, right? The first report says, oh, we have information that this is being planned 3 days in advance. Then they come in and they pull in the Israeli, quote-unquote, intelligence, which says, oh, this was accidentally done by somebody at a lower level. Was it an accident or was it planned? Well, the White House regime wants to tell us it was both, okay? Then we have a report that was exclusive from InfoWars. We have an AP, NPR, BBC correspondent, someone who's done reports for all those organizations, a very credible correspondent, Dale Gavlik. She went to the area and she interviewed villagers there. What they told her was that the Saudis had given them weapons of mass destruction. They weren't sure that they didn't know that these were chemical weapons. They didn't know how to handle them. These people were telling this reporter that it was an accidental discharge. Yet another version. Final version we're going to go over, and that is hacked emails. Now, this just surfaced yesterday. We have someone who hacked into the email accounts of an Army intelligence colonel. Anthony J. McDonald. And he has a LinkedIn account, and when I went to verify that, his LinkedIn account has been removed now, but it's been cached. And you can see his cached account if you look him up on YouTube. And you can see that, yes, indeed, he was involved with the Defense Intelligence Agency at a very high level. He was in Afghanistan. He was involved in counterintelligence. He was involved in human intelligence. And what this hacker came up with were some emails that were very incriminating. What he had was some correspondence between Colonel McDonald and a person named Eugene First. And in this correspondence, Eugene writes to the colonel and says, by the way, I saw your latest success. My congratulations. Good job. And he links this article from the Washington Post, which says that Syrian activists are accusing the government of deadly chemical attack near Damascus. Now, that's the article from August the 21st. In that article, there was nothing about any kind of PR. I don't know why he would be congratulating him on this. This is simply stating what they knew at the time, that there had been a gas attack, what they believed at the time was a gas attack. That chemical weapons had been launched in the Damascus suburb. It was a very matter-of-fact, dry statement, a news report. And it said that some people were blaming it on Syrian rebels. If confirmed, use of toxic agents would be the most serious in decades, that sort of thing. This was the August the 21st report from the Washington Post. So this person writes this colonel and says, by the way, I saw your latest success. My congratulations. Good job. He replies to the colonel and he says, as you see, I'm far from this now, but I know our guys did their best. So there was nothing in that article about Americans doing anything. There was nothing in that article about Americans characterizing anything or doing any research or being present there. He says, I enjoy catching up with you. Hope to see you again soon. That's very, very suspicious. Then combine that with an email from his wife, who is corresponding. He also hacked into some email accounts from his wife. She's corresponding to a friend. And in this particular case, what she says is, his friend is writing her, and there's a lot of personal information. And at the end, she says, you know, I can't stop thinking about that terrible gas attack in Syria now. Did you see those kids? I was really crying. They were poisoned. They died. When is it over? I can see their faces when I sleep. What did Tony say to you about this? And she writes back and she says, I saw it and I got very afraid. I got afraid very much. But Tony comforted me. He said the kids weren't hurt. It was done for the cameras. Hear that? Her colonel, who is an Army counterintelligence in Afghanistan, very high level colonel. He's been in for quite a while. If you look at his resume that you can still see on LinkedIn, he's very well connected. He said the kids weren't hurt. It was done for the cameras. So don't worry, my dear. Then a follow-up message from her friend that says, you see, I'm still thinking about those Syrian kids. Thank God they're alive. I hope they got some kind of a present or some cash. Wow. That's interesting. Okay, let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Chris in Georgia. Chris, what do you think of this? What's your what do you think about this Syrian attack?
Hi. you guys are doing a great job. I got to say, though, someone on the show, you have to have a good discussion about Zionism. And I'm not one of those that say it's time to pack up Israel and send everyone back to Poland and Russia. I don't think like that. It's just that the historical antecedents of the creation of Israel are much more important to this than a lot of your listeners may realize. That's one reason. But then also the other reason to have this discussion is because there are a lot of people that are wondering about Alex's treatment of Israel, if you know what I mean. And it would really behoove the show to have one good long hour discussion on that subject. The pros and cons, the difference between Zionism and Judaism, because they're absolutely not the same thing.
Right, I understand. I understand. And I can tell you from here that, you know, I've been here a year, and this is we're not shills for Zionists, anything but. And, you know, Zionism is something, you know, there's a lot of people who are fundamentalist Christians, who are born-again Christians, who are people who believe they're taking the Bible literally, and they basically want to give a blank check to anything that the government of Israel does. And, you know, here at InfoWars, we don't, just because we're pushing back on this war in Syria, doesn't mean we're siding with the Syrians. And as I mentioned just here, this intelligence that we got from Israel, I don't find that at all credible. So, yes, there's a difference between the Israeli government and between Judaism. We understand that. We'll be right back, right after this break. Stay tuned.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
He's
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Labor Day. Alex is going to be joining us at the midpoint of the show at about 12:30 Central Time. And he's going to have a special report about the sea change that is happening. This is dramatic. Dramatic what happened last week. The British Parliament rejected the Prime Minister for the first time in a couple hundred years. And we had Obama blink and say he's actually going to talk to Congress. This is something that we saw Panetta with Senator Jeff Sessions just say, well, we're not going to, and it's a confirmation here, so we're not going to bother to get congressional approval. We may talk to NATO, we may talk to UN, but we don't really need to get congressional approval. And then you had the same thing happen with John Kerry during his confirmation hearings from Rand Paul. Rand Paul asked him these questions. And, of course, the president can call up the military if the United States is attacked or if there is an imminent attack. That is not the case. What they're trying to do is make a case for us to get involved in a Syrian civil war on the side of Al-Qaeda, and you've got people in the military pushing back all over social media. So Alex Jones is going to be in at the bottom of the next hour, and he's going to be talking about this major sea change and the danger that is involved, because the government at this point, they are losing so badly, losing the narrative so badly, they may in fact do a big false flag. They may do something here to try to win public support as a last resort. Now, the sponsor for this hour is Simply Safe. One of the things you need to be sure of is that you don't ever sign a contract for a freebie alarm. Get the best safe, best home security in America and save thousands with friends at Simply Safe. There's no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you get a 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. And get a special discount plus a keychain remote, a $25 gift for free. Just visit simplysafe.com. Get simplysafe.com. That's S-I-M-P-L-Y-safe.com. Now, we've got some of your calls lined up here, and in the last segment, we talked about all the different things that we're being fed by the White House. They've got several different versions, several different narratives. They contradict themselves. One of the narratives that they have is, well, we knew 3 days in advance that they were going to attack, yet they didn't tell anybody. They didn't do anything to stop anyone. Then they further go down, and then they say that they got intelligence from the Israelis that said that this was an accident at a lower level. So those two contradict each other. We also have information, a firsthand report from a AP, NPR, BBC correspondent, Dale Gablick, that we've carried here exclusively at InfoWars. Not too many people have picked this up, but she actually went in and talked to people. They believe that it was nerve gas that was supplied to them by the Saudis. They did not know what was in the armaments. They didn't know how to handle them properly, and they accidentally exploded. And then we have another version that it was actually a staged version, it appears, from correspondence and hacked emails from a high-ranking Army colonel, Colonel Anthony McDonald. So we want to go to your calls and see what you think. Which one of these, multiple choice, which one of these is the reason for us to go to war? And do you think we ought to go to war if you believe these are true, or as James Clapper would say, the least untruthful of these? Which of these do you think is the least untruthful? Bill in California.
Hello. It is sure a pleasure to have a sane man behind the microphone. But I'd have to say none of the above as far as the reasons, Bill. We don't know what the reason is. Somebody leaned on both England, France, and America to do it, but we don't know. It's time to get more pressure on our elected representatives.
That's right.
Join me in the crosshairs.
I agree. We're coming up to the break. Sorry, but that's a vote for none of the above, and we're going to take some more calls on the other side of the hour. Be right back at InfoWars for Alex Jones, and he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.